It has two functions, internally and outwardly. No? When we throw any stone in the water, we see outwardly some currents going everywhere, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And if anything like doing those. But internally, it is a power who makes this. So if you chant, outwardly something will be seen, that here going, and affecting, making what? All atmosphere, but very purified. But internally, what we should do? It will change your heart. Not only change your heart, but those who are in this whole atmosphere in the world, here chanting, but it will go everywhere and it will purify also heart and you develop Krishna prem. But we are not realizing, but it is working. No? So you should think that it is very powerful, this name. If you have no ruchi yet, again and again, doing, you will see that a taste will come. Your heart will be shining, your Krishna prem will develop, and whole vatavaran, atmosphere will be very, very pure. So always think this very soundly. This world will not help you. Never. Don't go to test anything. Anything. Try to change your spirit and mood. This is Krishna consciousness. We see that how he is praising Krishna consciousness, Swamiji. But how? Living in this Krishna consciousness, even for long time, 20, 25 years, doing chanting, remembering, going here and there. But again they left it and went. Why? It must be some offenses. Or from beginning he had no taste. He wanted to taste worldly things and by means of kirtan and harigatha. They misused it. They don't want to develop Krishna prem. They wanted what? By this chanting, then all will come and respect me. And then I will taste all worldly things very easily. All will do pranam to me. They will go give me what I will take, $1 lakh, $2 lakh. And then I will buy a car of $1 lakh. And then I will make my room of golden, all these things. And thus, deprived of what. So always think all these things. And chant only for developing Krishna consciousness. Being in Vrindavan. After that slok will come. Then go on. The real disease is in heart.
The real disease is in the heart. If the mind is cleansed, however, if consciousness is cleansed, a person cannot be harmed by the material disease.
Material disease is nothing. We don't worry for material diseases. They cannot do any harm. But these will do so much harm. We fear for only outer diseases, not for inner diseases, but we should do. And we should take all the diseases things, that disease will gradually develop.
To cleanse the mind and heart from all misconceptions, one should take to this chanting. One should take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is both easy.
They should take in legal process. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. The outer disease will go on. It will develop.
This is both easy and beneficial. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately freed from the blazing fire of material existence. Hmm.
Those who are falling, chanting always. They say that I am chanting always 16 round. Or Holy Master has told this. By chanting and doing all day, here, there, preaching, everything. Why they are falling? What is the cause? We should think. We should think it. Why? There is some loophole. Certainly there is. We should try to discover and try to stop the leakage. Otherwise we can. Water will not be stored. All will go by these holes. So our water is going like this. So we should try to be careful for all these things.
There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. The offensive stage, the stage of lessening offenses, and the pure stage.
Yes.
When a neophyte takes to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, he generally commits many offenses. There are 10 basic offenses, and if the devotee avoids these, he can glimpse the next stage, which is situated between offensive chanting and pure chanting. When one attains the pure stage, he is immediately liberated. This is called Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. As soon as one is liberated from the blazing fire of material existence, he can relish the taste of transcendental life. The conclusion is that in order to get freed from the material existence, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin with faith.
Now, something is going wrong. Any devotees cannot go in that center. Why? If anyone chanting, you will go and tell that, we are coming from Narayan Maharaj here. And if we want to take darshan of deity and to hear Harikatha, or just a call. Bogus person. So it is a very worry thing. You should be always careful for this. So we will speak tomorrow. Now time is over. More than 1 hour?
1 minute. 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
So we will finish it tomorrow. Our bahi aur bhitar dono ek saman hona chahiye.
Internal and externally we should be same.
One, some politics behind. Oh, you are a very good devotee, I know you. And when he goes away, then I am a very wicked person. Don't do this. Same. If he is very bad person, and if you have very good will for him, to help him. You can advise him very politely. And if you are a very qualified person, and if you have some good will for him, then he will listen to your teachings. Otherwise, no, never. And be first purified your heart first, and then try to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life, the home, brooming
Gundicha
Mandir. He was brooming more than anyone, and he was teaching all. So we should do like that. One kirtan should be done.